Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. The Austin Greyhounds baseball team has won the Twin Rivers League in Minnesota Town Ball with a 7-3 record. They actually tied with Rochester, but the Hounds own the head-to-head tiebreaker and are the 2020 league champions. And they get a bye in the first round of the playoffs, which starts tomorrow. And, of course, that means they won't know their opponent until after the first round. But they do know they'll start their playoff run on Saturday, August 8th at 7 p.m., either in Red Wing or Cannon Falls. Those are the places hosting this year's playoffs. The North American Hockey League has announced that the 2020-2021 regular season will begin on Friday, October 9th of 2020. That's only 74 days from now. A formal announcement regarding the Austin Bruins' schedule is expected to be released by September 1st. But hockey returns for the Bruins this week as they begin main camp today. On Friday, the Bruins will host their annual All-Star game, which pits the final 40 to 50 players against one another as they battle for roster positions. To get your tickets to the first hockey event of the season, give the Bruins front office a call at 507-434-4978. All tickets are $10. And custom Bruins face masks can also be purchased for an additional $10. Social distancing and masks will be required of all who attend the game. Minnesota United FC is back in action tonight in the MLS is back tournament against Columbus Crew SC. Columbus has the most points of any team in the league, has yet to give up a goal in their three wins in this tournament. Minnesota was outplayed for a large stretch of all three of their group stage games so far, but they developed an incredible knack for playing brief, outstanding periods of soccer, as they did with a pair of stoppage time goals to snatch a win against Kansas City and two goals in the span of 7 minutes in a draw versus Colorado. Ozzie Alonso and Hassani Dotson are going to need to be exceptional in helping shield the Loons' back line from Lucas Zelarayan and Darlington Nagbe, because without two-time Defender of the Year Ike Opara, Minnesota will struggle to contain them. Game time, 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN. Last night, Magnus Eriksson converted two second-half penalty kicks, and the San Jose Earthquakes scored four times after the break to advance to the quarters of the MLS's back tournament with a 5-2 victory over Real Salt Lake. The Minnesota-Columbus winner will face San Jose in the quarterfinals. Justin Jefferson, the 22nd overall pick in this year's NFL draft, was one of four Minnesota Vikings players that were placed on the team's reserve/COVID-19 list yesterday. The league's recently implemented reserve COVID-19 list includes players who either tested positive for the virus or who have been quarantined after having been in close contact with an infected person or persons. If a player falls into either category, their team is required to immediately place the player on that list. Earlier in the day, the Vikings announced that Eric Sugarman, the team's head trainer, vice president of sports medicine, as well as the club's infection control officer, tested positive for COVID-19, along with members of his family. The four players mentioned in the team's reserve COVID-19 list have not had any contact with Sugarman. The Vikings were not the only NFL team to place players on their reserve COVID-19 list yesterday. The Jaguars of Jacksonville placed four rookies on that list. Buccaneers third-round pick Keyshawn Vaughn was placed on that club's list. And Friday, Chiefs guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif became the first NFL player to opt out of the 2020 season. Two other players, Seahawks offensive lineman Chance Warmack and Ravens receiver DeAnthony Thomas, have also chosen to take the league's voluntary opt-out clause. By the way, NFL teams begin training camp today. The Minnesota Twins are back in action tonight in their home opener versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Both teams are 2-1. Minnesota scored a major league leading 27 runs in their three-game season opening series against the White Sox in Chicago, while St. Louis plated 15 in their three-game series at home against Pittsburgh. Twins designated hitter Nelson Cruz and Chicago Cubs right-hander Kyle Hendricks have been named the first Players of the Week presented by Chevrolet for the 2020 season. Cruz earned American League honors after going 7-for-13 with three homers, two doubles, 10 RBIs, and the seventh time that he's been named Player of the Week. The Cubs' righty Hendricks won the National League Award for the second time in his career after he tossed a three-hit shutout with nine strikeouts and no walks against Milwaukee on Friday, giving him Major League Baseball's first opening day shutout since Dodgers left-hander Clayton Kershaw did it 7 years ago. Also, the first power rankings are out, And the Minnesota Twins are third in the majors behind the LA Dodgers and New York Yankees. Game time tonight, 7:10 against St. Louis. From Target Field, sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more available on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.